See, everybody is in the business of supply in the kingdom of God. We are God's hand extended.
Thousand years ago, God extended his hand through his son Jesus to heal and bless people, and now he wants to do the same through every believer. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland describes how we can be God's hand extended.
Let's go to the book of Ephesians. In the first chapter, the Apostle Paul says, in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now here's his prayer for his partners and for the people in this church. And this is a Holy Ghost ordained prayer. It has become scripture. This means I can pray it over and over and over and believe I receive it. Praise God. Now listen, that the eyes, first of all, that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,
yes, sir. Yes.
May grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Have you prayed that and believe you receive it? You need to. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. The word know there literally means intimate relationship with. That you may have intimate relationship with the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. Praise God. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead? What does his raising Jesus from the dead mean to me? How does that power work towards me who believes? And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. What does that mean to me? Far above, not barely above, far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, and has put all things under his feet. Not his head. Put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Now here, I'm going to read a statement to you that you're going to have to apply your faith and you're going to have to engage in order to believe it. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth, or the fullness of him that fulfills all things. Who's got an amplified translation here? May I see that, please? Thank you. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. Thank you. Now, I know you will agree with me wholeheartedly that we need him.
Yes.
But I just read where he needs us.
Amen.
We are his fullness. The authority was not put under his head only. It was put under his feet. His feet are not in his head. His feet are in his body. His power is released in his hands. And his hands are in the body. We are the body of
Christ.
Translate the word Christ for me. The anointing. We are the body of his anointing. What happened when the Word of God was withdrawn from public consumption? What happened when the Word of God was put into monasteries and nobody could get their hands on it? 700 years called the Dark Ages. That wasn't because there wasn't any Christians. There were Christians. There were. There always has been. Praise God. There's always been somebody somewhere that was living the life. I'm telling you. But what was the problem? Why was it so dark? Was Jesus, had he quit? They said he did. They said miracles were no more. They said healing was no more. They said God don't heal anymore. That was just this or that was just that. And all that's passed away. They said he quit. No, he didn't quit. His people quit. We are the fullness. He is the filler upper. Amen. But we're what he fills himself with. Now, he needs you and me healthy. I don't just need to be healthy. He needs me healthy. Why? Hey, I'm supposed to bless the nations. So are you. Well, Brother Copeland, I'm not called to preach. Yeah, you're called to preach. You may not be called to the fivefold ministry, but you're called to preach. You are called to witness. You are called for supply. If God called you into the car business, then you're there to bring the blessing. If God, did you hear what Brother Jerry was talking about this morning when that fellow brought him that motorcycle? See, God needed that. Why did he need the man to bring the motorcycle to Jerry? Because Jerry wasn't listening to him in this area. Well, it wasn't another preacher. The man had to be blessed enough to go buy a motorcycle and take it to the preacher that God told him to take it to. On the other hand, I have heard the word of the Lord, and I have taken motorcycles to a man that was not a preacher. Huh? See, everybody is in the business of supply. Amen. In the kingdom of God. We are God's hand extended. Praise God. I remember when Brother Roberts was preaching that, praise God, while I was a member of the flight crew of Old Roberts Evangelistic Association. I thought, dear Lord, look at that. God's hand extended. Think of that. Woo! And I was in the invalid room then and ministering there with him, and I had been thrust into that place, and that's where they put people that couldn't manage the crowds, and low as 50 up to about 500 one time, the most I ever saw in there. I've seen every kind of disease from leprosy on down. I mean, things you just didn't even think were in the United States, but they are. And the first day I was in there, when he walked, my job was to listen to his message on the speakers in that invalid room and outline his message. And then I would have anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 minutes before he got in there. And I would then go over the main points of his message and get them ready to receive, because he's coming in to lay hands on them, and that's my job. And so this is the first time. And so he walked in there. Well, I just hushed and stepped back out of the way. He caught me by my coat and pulled me over there. And he said, you're going to do the praying and you're going to do the laying on of hands. I had never prayed for anybody. Are you kidding me? Particularly people like this. Is this where I have to start? And I could feel all the color running out of my face. And he kind of laughed. He could see it in my face. And he said, "No, don't worry about it." He said, "If you make a mistake, I'll be right here to correct you." But he said, "Don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith." Well, this whole thing was new to me. But we were God's hands extended. What if both Brother Roberts and I both said, "Jesus don't need me today," and just turned around and walked out of there? Do you think Jesus would have just stormed through that room and just started healing everybody in there? I wish he would. but probably not. Why? We were called to be there. We were supposed to be there. Why? Because the Father said we were, and Jesus carries out whatever his Father says.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
does. I'm supposed to, too.
Yes, he does.
And so he just started walking over to this woman that was, at death's door with a tumor in her stomach, weighed about 75 pounds. I said, "Dear Lord, God, look at this. The very first one." And so weak, she couldn't raise herself up for us to lay hands on her. Walked over there and I said, don't touch him till I'm ready to release my faith. What does that mean? Well, I'd been studying on the authority of the name of Jesus. And the scripture in 1 John 3 and the commandment of the church to believe on his name, believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another the way he gave command. Well, I thought, I know, I'll release my faith when I speak the name of Jesus. When I speak the name of Jesus, that's my point of contact and that's when I'm going to touch it. I didn't say that to him. This is just running through me, you know. What's happening? I'm engaging. I'm engaging. I'm implementing what little word I knew. My instructor was right there beside me. Hallelujah. So, I said, "In the name of Jesus," and that's as far as I got. I just had just touched her barely. Right here behind me. "You foul, unclean spirit, taking the life of my sister, you come out of her, take your hands off of God's property now." Ah, God, I just froze. The hair on the back of my neck sticking straight out. I thought, my Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has just roared in my ear. That woman went and spit that tumor up on the floor and jumped up off that cot 5 seconds before she couldn't raise herself up. She jumped up off that cot and shouted out, "Heal him, heal him, heal him," and took off running with her nurse right behind her trying to catch her. Huh? Changed my way of thinking. Amen. Now, he needs us healthy. He needs us strong. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Fully persuaded that God was able to do what he promised. He needs us rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Beginning with verse 8. He is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may continue to be generous in every good work.
Yes.
He needs to be able to call on you. And you respond. I had the Lord say to me one day, just as plain. I mean, my eyes got big. He said, "I want you to give Brother Hagin $50,000. I had never seen $50,000. I sure didn't have $50,000. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, amen. The commander has spoken. Your response is yes, sir. You only have two responses. Well, in some cases, three. Yes, sir. No, sir. No excuse. Well, I just don't want to go down there. Well, that's what Jonah said. You know what happened to him? That happened to me. Like to got my family killed because of it. Horrible car wreck. Hadn't been for the grace of God, we'd all died in it. Well, what do you do? Yes, sir. I'll do it. I'll do it now. Can you imagine somebody, some soldier in the military that don't like it where he's stationed? I didn't like where I was stationed either. Whew. Didn't like nothing about it. Don't we have a base in Hawaii? I know we do. I've heard about it. I could serve just as well in, maybe a little better in Hawaii than I can out here in this heat. I think I'll just go to Hawaii. And you pack your duffel bag and you're out the door. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to check in there, you know, at our great military installation that we've got in Hawaii. They're going to check you into a great installation that they got somewhere else called a stockade, brother. They're going to put you in there where they can talk to you. Why? Because that's not where they need you. They didn't need you in Hawaii. If they need you in Hawaii, that's where they sent you. Now, with God, it's different. The plan that He has for you is the richest place on this earth for you. Hallelujah. It may look bad at first, but you're going to have to change your way of thinking. You have to realize He wants me over there because I'm blessed and I'm supposed to take that blessing in there. He needs me rich. When He says, send Brother Hagin $50,000, you jump and say, yes, sir. And you may not have a dime, but does a soldier go to war at his own expense? No. He'll provide the money. All I got to do is agree. Why? I'm blessed. Hallelujah. So I started out just sending Brother Hagin my change. I wouldn't spend any of the change in my pocket. I'd come in the evening and put it on the dresser. That's Brother Hagin's money. And I'd put it over here. And I'd get a hold of some money here and money there. And I'd send it up there. My $4, $5, $10, $20, $100, $150, another $5, $75, whatever. I just got this thing on my mind. And I'm sending Brother Hagin money. I quit counting it right away. I mean, I just got so involved in doing it, and I having such a good time, and the blessing of the Lord was just absolutely all over me. Everything was increasing. I got so excited about it. And one afternoon, I don't know how long it had been going on, I called Buddy Harrison. I said, Buddy, would you mind go in there and look in the records and see, since this such and such date, how much I have given into you guys' ministry? He said, yeah, I'll call you back. I went over that $50,000 some weeks before and I didn't even know it. Well, I thought, dear Lord, ain't no use quitting now. All I did was my assignment. Oh, we over into good stuff now. Praise the Lord. Just keep it coming. Amen. I got so excited. The first thing that excited me so, I have actually given somebody $50,000. Dear God, I gave somebody a house. Back in those days, I'd give somebody three cars for that. And then I got to thinking about it. You know what? You can buy a pretty decent single engine airplane back in those days, $50,000. I began to think, you know, I could do that. I could give ministry cars. I could give ministries airplanes. I could give that. And it began, man, it started growing. And what happened? Changed my way of thinking. My way of thinking has changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in closing this, he needs me healthy. He needs us strong. He needs us rich. He needs us to love. Why? Why does he need us to love? Because faith worketh by love. Hope works by faith. Without the word, there is no hope, no faith, no love. That's the reason for the commandment of love. Why? What is the bottom line? Why? Why did he command us to love even as he has loved us? And for us to forgive even as God has forgiven us our trespasses. I'm telling you, that's tall, man. Why would he be so strong about that? Because he cannot perfectly please the Father without us walking in his love. He's called, but we're the fullness of that calling. Perfected love casteth out fear. And as long as the body of Christ is full of fear, I guarantee you that the devil will get away with whatever he wants to get away with. Why? The fear connects you to the spirit of fear. Faith connects you to the spirit of faith. Did you get anything today?
Yeah.
Let's stand, please. Say it out loud. I am part of the body of Jesus. He needs me healthy.
He needs me strong.
He needs me rich. And he needs me to love.
He needs me to be obedient.
Well, give the Lord praise and thank him for it in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Lynn.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for your life. I want to tell you something. I've been in my own plans. I've been in other people's plans. And I'm going to tell you right now, that ain't no place to live. But when you get over into God's plan, you get the Master's plan for your life. And son, let me tell you, that's when things begin to happen. That's when things begin to change, and the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and all of these rich and marvelous things begin to take place in your life. Oh, yeah, the devil's still there, but who's he? Amen. I mean, when you get in on God's Master Plan and you're where you're supposed to be, I want you to know you can deep six the devil every time he comes on the scene. You can bust him so hard that he just get to where he don't want to much mess with you anymore, because you're in a place where you're supposed to be. Now, this set is to help you not only get in there, but stay there. How to walk it out. How to get in there and be strong in it. And Gloria and I have been living this way now for over 40 years. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we had some tough goals. We had to learn. We had to find out. But God was always there. And all you had to do is repent and get right back on His plan. And He'll reveal it to you. And it's been a marvelous, marvelous thing to do. And you don't have to make all the same mistakes we did. That's what this is all about, to help you keep from making those mistakes. So get in here and order these things today. Believe God, and we'll stand with you, and God will walk with you and in you. Amen. Now then, today's message. You take a thought by saying it. Now, Jesus said that. So first of all, you have to go to another source of thought. Well, this book, these two covenants, are God's thinking on everything the human being can come in contact with in life. It's all right here. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. So you make the decision to take this thought and you say it. You decide, you take it, you say it. You decide, you take it, and you say it. And there's coming a time you just keep it up. You don't have to decide or think it. You just say it. And then you've changed your way of thinking. Father, thank you for this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen. New Year's Eve. Glory to God. Eagle Mountain International Church right here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I'm going to be ministering that evening, and we're going to have Phil Driscoll's going to be playing. Praise God. There's all kinds of good stuff going to happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can join us on the internet. This will be a big time. What a way to bring in the new year. Just praise and worship your way right on into next year. See you next time. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.